Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, clap your hands. Listen, it's your season to be blessed. God made you a promise. You stood the test. He's gonna open your window and pour you out a blessing. It's your season to be a blessing. Come on, it's your season, say.
It's your season to be blessed. God made you a promise.
And you said, come on, windows of heaven. I'm blessed in the city. I'm blessed in the field. I'm blessed going out. I'm blessed coming in. He's gonna open the window and pour you out a blessing. It's your season. Oh God, to be blessed. Come on, it's your season, say.
It's your season
to be blessed. I've been through the fire, I've been through the flood, but I'm standing here because of his blood. He's gonna open the window and pour you out a blessing. It's your season, yes it is, to be blessed. Come on, say it again. Somebody say yes it is. Woo! somebody say, what season is it? It's my season to be healed.
Oh, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, everyone. Amen. Hallelujah. We bless and praise God on this first Sunday. Amen. Glory to God of the month. Hallelujah. We give God the glory. We honor his presence here this morning. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Hallelujah. Everyone under the sound of my voice. Amen. Praise God. Welcome to Reign of Glory Revival Ministry. Amen. You are on the air with Apostle Carolyn McNeil this morning. Amen. We thank and praise God because, yes, it is our season. Hallelujah. To be blessed. Amen. He said he held on. Hallelujah. You didn't throw in a towel. Amen. Glory to God. And you didn't give up. My God, I give him glory. Hallelujah. So that means that you shall be blessed. Amen. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. I give God the glory this morning for that song this morning. Amen. Praise God. It put just a praise in my hand and a step in my feet this morning. Amen. Because, yes, hallelujah, we are living in a trying time. Glory to God. But we know that God is well able to do what he say he going to do. He watches over his people, amen, to bring his promises to pass. Hallelujah, Jesus. So we give God the glory this morning, amen, for you, you, and you, and allowing me to come into your homes this morning, amen. Praise God. You know how we do. Ah, glory to God. Let us pray, let us pray, let us pray. Glory to God. We're going to pray this thing forward this morning. Amen. Praise God. Set the atmosphere. Glory to God. Open up our hearts, our minds to receive what the Lord is going to give us today. So let us pray. Father God, we thank you. We praise you, God. We glorify you, God. We lift you up, God, this morning. We give you glory, Father God, because you have given us another day. Hallelujah, Father. Glory to your name, to give you praise, to give you honor, and to give you glory, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We won't hold back, glory to God, because we know that you are God and you are God alone, and you sit high and you look low upon your people, Father. We thank you for it right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, I pray, God, yea, katona masia, for everyone. Oh, yes, Holy Spirit, under the sound of my voice this morning, Lord God, that we will open up our hearts, Lord God, hallelujah, to receive your word this morning, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Let the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I ask that you bless, God, your people on today, Lord God. Give me wisdom, give me knowledge, and give me understanding, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We bless and praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, for what you're doing this morning. Amen. Praise God. We give you glory. We give you glory. Amen and amen and amen, people of God. Welcome. Glory to God. Do God have a word for us this morning? Yes, he do. Hallelujah. And I'm excited to give it to you this morning. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We bless God. We bless God. We bless God. We bless God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Yes, Holy Spirit. Yes, yes, yes. No, glory to God. Ha, glory to God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Yes, Holy Spirit. We thank God this morning. Amen. Come to glory to God with me this morning. Amen. Praise God. We're going to talk about the power of expectation. Amen. Praise God. The power of expectation. Amen. Are you in expectation? Amen. Glory to God. Because I was listening to the Holy Spirit this morning. Amen. As I woke up this morning. And amen. Praise God. And the Lord was speaking. And he was saying, a season, a season. We are in a season of restoration and release, people of God. A season of restoration and release. That means, glory to God, somewhere down the line, someone will be congratulating you for something that God did from heaven. Amen. Praise God. That's when God rolls back to heaven. Amen. Uncovers everything. Amen. And begin to bless you above measure. So we just thank God this morning. Amen. Glory to God for his word this morning. Amen. Praise God. We bless and praise God. So come with me, praise God, to Acts the third chapter. I'm going to read, amen, verses 1 through 10. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. But how many know expectation is the breeding ground for miracles? Glory to God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Remember how you were the night before, amen, glory to God. Maybe it was your birthday. Maybe it was Christmas. Maybe it was something special, amen. You was excited. You was filled with expectation, glory to God, looking for someone to do something for you, amen, praise God, hallelujah. What is God going to do for me, glory to God? Because we look at it in a different kind of way when we get saved. What is God going to do for me on my birthday? What is God going to do for me on Christmas? What is God going to do for me today? The now, today, 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 amen, praise God. The Bible says, amen, in Acts 3, verses 1 through 10, it says, now Peter and John went up together to the temple at the hour of prayer, the ninth hour, meaning, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God, 3 p.m. And the ninth hour is 3 p.m. in the Jewish. And a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms, to meaning to ask for money from those who entered the temple, who seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked for alms, and fixing his eyes on him with John, Peter said, look at us. Look at us. So he gave them his attention, expecting to receive something from them. Then Peter said, silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have, I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, he said, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately, come on, Holy Ghost, immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. So he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered the temple with them, walking, leaping, and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. Then they knew that it was he who sat begging for alms at the beautiful gate of the temple. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened unto him. Glory to God. Let us take a trip back, amen, in our lives. And, you know, praise God, hallelujah, a moment to remember, amen, glory to God, hallelujah, when mommy and daddy or anybody that you had in your life, praise God, began to set up things for you. And you was filled, remember I said you was filled with anticipation. And glory to God, you were so excited, glory to God, to the point where you couldn't hardly contain yourself. And you had trouble falling asleep, and you felt your heart running, glory to God, from maybe 100 miles per hour, glory to God, then, because you're a child at that time, and you don't know no better, amen, praise God, hallelujah. And even now, praise God, we get filled with intent, oh, glory to God, anticipation, amen, over our lives. You couldn't wait until you was able to open up that present and let's see what you got. That's expectation, the act or state of looking forward to an event as about to happen. Glory to God. That which is expected or looked for, the prospect of the future, praise God, because I'm looking to my future and see what God is going to unwrap for me, praise God. I'm looking to the future to see what God is going to unwrap for you, praise God, the grounds upon which something excellent is expected to happen. Hallelujah, glory to God, the prospect of anything good to come, amen, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God. I came across, amen, glory to God, expectancy, glory to God, it was great, amen, glory to God, looking forward, amen, glory to God, what means what God is doing, amen, in this hour, oh yes, Holy Ghost, I can't get the words out, anticipating, amen, something to come. has to do with your attitude. And all of us eagles, I'll say eagles, amen, praise God, because we don't want to be the chickens. We want to be the eagles. No, that our attitude determines our attitude. Your atmosphere is closely linked to your attitude. Your atmosphere is the mood, amen, the influence, the environment around that you surround yourself in. A lot of times, amen, we put ourselves into negative environments that talk down on some things that God has blessed. And we have to be careful, amen, with atmosphere that we're listening to, with who we're listening to in the surrounding atmosphere, amen, praise God. Our atmosphere without expectation will kill your dream, amen. God has blessed you, but somebody else come and speak negative of the blessings of God. How they could have heard about fear. Yes, God, it destroys the hope that is within you. An atmosphere of expectation is conducive to the supernatural and divine intervention in your affairs and your life. I'm talking to somebody this morning because we have to put our heart back where God wants it to be. Amen. Praise God. Because we are so prone, amen, to people speaking so negative in life, praise God, that we have to get around people, amen, that knows what God is doing, what the word of God is saying, how God is moving in this season. There is a movement, amen, praise God, as God says, amen, it's a time, it's a season of restoration and release, amen, for the people of God. Have you ever heard this saying, expectation is the breeding ground for miracles? If you want something to happen in life, you must expect for that thing to actually happen. Sadly, many people today go to church failing to become as little children. They just go to church. Amen. We are in church today because we are online today. Praise God. Hallelujah. This is church. Amen. Praise God. So we go to church. We just go to church to go to church, they have no sense of expectation, is no desire to see God manifest himself. They walk out of church exactly as they came in because there was no expectation for anything, praise God. When we go to church, amen, anybody know what I'm talking about? You say, Lord, I'm coming to see what you're going to do today. Lord, I'm coming to see, praise God, as I'm going to get a divine, Holy Ghost, a visitation, God, as I'm coming, Lord God, to get my healing, Lord God, as I'm coming to get my deliverance, God. Yes, Holy Spirit. They only came because of tradition and formality, but were not expecting anything to take place. When you dialed in today, was you expecting God to do something today? Praise God. I might be on the line today, but the Holy Spirit can go where you're at. I say, quarter hood of my son. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. He can go where you're at. Distance is not a barrier in God because the Holy Spirit will show up at your door. Oh, yes, Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit will show up at your house. The Holy Spirit will show up at your job. Glory to God. Glory to God. So you just don't come to church, amen, not expecting anything. You just don't come online not expecting anything. God, I need a movement from the Holy Spirit. I'm expecting something to change in my life. Come on, Holy Spirit. So we just don't go to church. Just to go to church. Hallelujah. Glory to God. They have no sense of expectation. There's no desire to see God manifest himself. So they walk out of church exactly as they came in because there was nothing, expecting nothing. They only came because of tradition, the Holy Spirit said. The biblical definition of the it would be in 2 Timothy 3:5, having the form of godliness, come on, Holy Spirit, but denying the power thereof. People will say, well, I have faith and I believe in God. The Bible says in James 2:19, thou believest that there is one God. Thou doest well. The devil also believe and tremble. However, that is not enough. I understand, people of God. Yes, Holy Ghost, because I'm talking to myself. I'm talking to you today. Praise God. I understand faith and expectation are not the same thing. Although they are closely related, come on, Holy Spirit, faith and expectation are distinctly different. You can have faith without expectation, but you can't have expectation without faith. Can I talk to you this morning? Many believe the Bible is true. They have faith in the promise of the Bible and believe scriptures like in Isaiah 53 and 5, and when it says, but he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquity, the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. They believe. It's a provision of the word that God heals. But they don't expect healing to manifest in their own lives. It's almost as though they've been sick for so long that they simply cannot imagine they could ever be healed. Come on, Holy Spirit. Sadly, that's how many people are in church today. They become settled and comfortable with a certain condition that it doesn't bother them anymore. Why? Because they have lost expectation of something better. Come on, Holy Spirit. I'm talking to somebody this morning. Amen. Praise God. We have to get up every morning. And God, I thank you for changing what was messed up in my life. God, I thank you because I have great expectation that you're going to do it for your glory. God, I have expectation, Lord God, that you're going to heal and deliver. God, I have expectation that I will no longer live in poverty. God, I got expectation that my marriage will be blessed. God, I got expectation that my grandchildren, the children, praise God, will be right. Glory to God. They are comfortable with coming to church and not seeing anyone healed, anyone saved, anyone delivered. The Bible says in Mark 16 and 17, and these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. If you don't expect to see these things happening, then they will not manifest. Glory to God, glory to God, glory my sake, quote unquote about Messiah. Expectation. Can I just drill it in us this morning? Expectation is the breeding ground for your miracle. Come on, Holy Ghost. Remember, said you can have faith without expectation, but you can't have expectation without faith. Understand that faith has to come first before expectation can exist. Ah, my God, I give you glory. If you don't believe that, the will of God for you to be healed, to be delivered, to prosper, to live life abundantly, then is highly doubtful you will expect to be healed, to be delivered, to prosper, or to live a life abundantly. Expectation is built on, come on, Holy Ghost, but faith doesn't imply expectation is there. Come on, Holy Ghost. So faith comes first. When you read the word, you first decide to believe that it is God's truth. The next thing that has to be done is you have to look at your expectation. So if I read the word, glory to God, and I'm just reading, glory to God, without expectation. Have you ever read the word of God and start speaking in tongues, or the Holy Spirit comes on you, praise God? Something is happening. You're getting an impartation. You open up your heart to God. My God, I give you glory. Do you really expect what you read in the Bible to happen in your own life? Do you really expect doors to be open for you? You, that no man can close, and doors close in your life that no man can open. Come on, Holy Ghost. Do you really expect to be the heir of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ? Do you really expect to have life and have it more abundantly? See, the Bible speaks of those things. Can you? Can. And you should, because your experience of life depends on it. Glory to God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Faith. Come on. We're coming together this morning. Faith. The Bible says in Hebrews 11:1 says, Now faith. Come on. I want you to hear the word. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Now faith. This faith today. Glory to God. This right now faith. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. No other aspect of the Christian life is more important than faith. We cannot purchase it. Come on, Holy Ghost. We cannot sell it. Come on, my God. We cannot give it to our friend. The dictionary defines faith as belief and devotion to or trust in somebody or something, especially without logical proof. It also defines faith as belief in and devotion to God. The Bible has much more to say about faith and how important it is. Is God talking to us this morning? Because what's happening, glory to God, yes, Holy Spirit, people are starting to doubt God. They're starting not to believe God because they've been going through for so long. But God says every day that you wake up and open your eyes, you have to have great expectation for your miracle. In fact, it is important that without faith, it is impossible to please God. The Bible says it, my God, but without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is. Come on, Holy Spirit, I'm knocking everything down. Hallelujah, Jesus, my God, I give you glory. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder. Hear the word of God. A rewarder of them that diligently seek him. According to the Bible, faith, belief is the one true God without actually seeing him. My God, I give you glory. Listen what the Bible says. We read, amen, Acts 3, but listen what he says. Yes, Holy Spirit, verse 2, it says, and a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask money of them, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask for alms of them that entered into the temple, who seeth Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked for alms, and Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, look on us. And he gave heed unto them. Now this is all faith, expecting to receive something of them. His faith has now produced expectation. He not only believes he is to receive something, but he expects to receive. Faith brought him to the gate daily, but expectation caused him to receive the miracle. They brought him daily to the gate called Beautiful. Hear the word of the Lord. The Jewish custom is called to Hazak and is given to the poor. Given to the poor is obligation in Judaism. It cannot be forsaken even by those who themselves are in need. Some sages have said that it's the highest of the commandments, equal to all of them combined. And that person who does not perform, amen, is equivalent to an idol worship. So the layman at the gate called Beautiful believes that people would help him. This was his faith in his custom. When he looked upon Peter and John. His faith was that they give him something. They would give him alms, money. His expectation produced a miracle. Understand, God wants us to release our faith and expect him to supply the supernatural miracle we need and desire. See, it's not just this something that God is going to do. It is a miracle, amen, praise God, that we need, a supernatural miracle we need and desire. He wants you to expand our capacity to receive by believing him for big things. When we read a scripture from his word and receive it in our heart without doubt, we should absolutely expect it to come to pass. There should be no question in our mind that what God says is exactly what he will do. The Bible says in Proverbs 24, 13 and 14, he said, my son, eat thou honey, because it is good. And the honeycomb, which is sweet to thy taste, so shall the knowledge of wisdom be unto thy soul. When thou hast found it, then there shall be a reward, and thy expectation shall be cut off. You know, and let me just say something to you people of God. I see people read the scripture, praise God, and they really eat honey every day expecting great things from God. But see, they don't put their glory to God. They don't put their expectation to God making their life sweeter than honey. My God, I give you glory. That's what they expect. Amen. Praise God. If I eat honey every day, my life will be sweet. And see, that's what the word of God, my son, eat honey because it's good, and the honeycomb which is sweet to the taste. So shall the knowledge of wisdom be upon thy soul. And when thou hast found it, then there shall be reward, and thou expectation shall not be cut off. The Bible says in Proverbs 23 and 18, for surely there is an end, and thou expectation shall not be cut off. Anybody understand? Because God has a word for us today. Your expectation is your God-given ability to make a demand on your future. What are you waiting for? Make a demand on your future. Your expectation connects you to the supernatural, for God's supernatural intervention, which is what we call miracles. Your crucial to your success. You must learn to be expected. We must learn to have the right expectation. Your expectation shall not be cut off in Jesus' name. My God, I give you glory. Is God drilling us this morning? Expectation is our breeding ground for our miracle. I wake up every day when I post a post, I say, stay in great expectation. I don't know where it came from. It may have gone over about fear, but I know God, hallelujah, has placed something on the inside of us. But let me reverse that, glory to God. I know where it come, God. Oh, yes, Holy Spirit, because God says, stay in great expectation. So every day, I don't care how it looks, I'm going to stay in great expectation, knowing that my life is going to change. My finances is going to change. My marriage change. My children change. See, these are things I expect, God, from the foundation. Glory to God when I got saved. Lord, bless me with a good man. God, bless me, glory to God, that I'll be a blessing to somebody else. Lord, bless my children, glory to God, and my grandchildren, Lord God, the ones that I can't even see, praise God. Hallelujah. I'm in great expectation, even when I leave this earth, that they'll still be fine. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we have to understand that God wants us to stay in great expectation. My God, that husband can change. That wife can change. Those finances can change. Your health can change. My God, I give it glory. That means that you're going to stay in great expectation. I will get that promotion. Glory to God. Glory to God. Expectation. In order to receive from the Lord, we must expect him to show up and show out in our lives. without a fervent sense of expectancy. All we are doing is taking part in religious exercises that have no power behind them. My God is powerful. Glory to God. I sat to the double hood of fear. He can do everything. The sun is still up there. The sky is still up there. Praise God. Everything is being held on his word. My God, I give you glory. We want to stop having church as usual and expect something different. We want to see the church grow, expect it to grow. There is a lot of people that will talk about the church. Amen. They will put, oh, that's Holy Ghost. They will put us down, say there is nothing going on there. They will run, oh, that's Holy Ghost, your name into the ground. But we expect God to manifest himself. Right here on Reign of Glory Revival Ministry this morning. Amen. Praise God. We just didn't come to church. Come on, Holy Spirit. Greatly, and because I expect him to do something great. I don't care what the people say, but I know that my expectation is going to produce a miracle. Am I, oh, that's Holy Ghost. Am I talking to somebody this morning, amen, praise God, that felt that they're losing hope this morning, that felt, praise God, that you've been in an environment of a negative people, praise God, and you stop expecting God to move? How you expecting God to touch that body? Are you expecting God to raise up your children? Are you expecting God to rise you up? Are you expecting, see, when he came to the beautiful gate, praise God, he is expect something to happen, praise God. You got to come with expectancy. Hi, yes, Holy Ghost. How can you say that, Apostle? Yes, Holy Ghost. Well, I have another good example by a woman that had the issue of blood for a sad. Come on, Holy Ghost. Matthew 9:21 says, for she said within herself, if I may but touch his garment, I shall be made whole. She had faith. For she understood the scriptures and believed them when they said in Malachi 4:2, but unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. She understood that the hem of his garment, oh yes, Holy Ghost, of the tallit is called the wings. Her faith calls her to expect that something would happen when she touched the hem of his garment, the wings. So she decided, I don't care what the people say or do. I don't care who talks about me and ridicule my name. I am expecting a life-changing event to take place when I touch the hem of his garment. Her expectation caused the virtue, oh, come on, Holy Ghost, the dunamis power, the miraculous power to leave his body immediately upon her touch. The Bible says in Mark 5:30 says, and Jesus, immediately knowing in himself, oh my God, that the virtue had gone out from him. Ah, my God, I give you glory. Turn him around in the press and said, who touched my clothes? Are you touching Jesus this morning? So go ahead and talk about me. Go ahead. Come on, people of God. Hi, yes, Holy Ghost. Go ahead and put me down. Go ahead and scandalize my name. But I am expecting God to release a miracle in my life. I'm expecting God to release a miracle over your life. I'm expecting God to release a miracle in on this line, and when he does, all those that push you aside, all those that criticize your name, all those that, oh, yes, Holy Ghost, say give up and die, all those that said there is no hope will have to stand in amazement, just as they did for, come on, Holy Ghost, the lame man, glory to God, that we read in Acts 3, praise God. They knew that it was he which sat and begged at the gate of beautiful, praise God, at the temple of God, in the front front of the church, and they were filled with wonder and amazement and that which had happened unto him. And they will have to say, isn't that the one that we thought wasn't going to make it? Oh, my God, I give him glory. Isn't that the one that we criticized? Come on, Holy Spirit. Isn't that lame man? What happened? Come on, Holy Ghost. Let me tell you today, my God, what happened? Faith. Expectation produced a miracle. Ah, come on, Holy Ghost. My God, I give you glory. Wait a minute. Let me break it down for you this morning. My God, I say thank you, Lord Jesus. We cannot fully describe God. Everyone has been trying to describe God. But God is indescribable. So there is no name. Come on. There are names which talk about his nature. Jehovah Rapha means the Lord, my healer. It's described the nature of God is their healing. My faith is I believe that God can heal. My expectation brings me into contact with that healing nature of God. The nature of God is to heal me and you and thus produce the miracle of supply we need in Jesus' name. The expectation shall not be cut off in Jesus' name. Come on, Holy Ghost. Your expectation won't be cut off. What are you believing God for? He's a supernatural God doing supernatural things. Your expectation is vital to your experience in life. Praise God. The Bible says, my God, I give him glory. Jeremiah 29:10-11 says, for thus saith the Lord, that after 70 years be accomplished at Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good word. Come on, he said, my good word towards you and causing you to return to this place. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. That expected end, praise God, is the end that God desires for you to have in order for that desire in to manifest in your life. You have to expect God to do what he said. If he said you're going to get that promotion, you're going to get it. If he said you're going to get healed, you will get healed. If he said your children will rise up and act right, Holy Ghost, they will rise up and act right. If he said that you're coming out of poverty and coming into the success of him, it will happen, praise God. Hallelujah. Whatever he said, glory to God, expect a miracle, expect something supernatural to take place. Not just know that he can, but expect him to do it. My God, I give you glory. Someone may say, but everyone in the Bible wasn't healed. Yeah, true. But all those that came to him with expectation walked away with a miracle. My God, can I talk to you this morning? Everybody that came to Jesus walked away with a miracle. Are we walking with him today? Are you coming to him daily? Are you bombarding heaven? Glory to God, glory to God. You will walk away. I don't care how long it takes, praise God. If it takes a day, glory to God. Is that now faith got to rise up on the inside of you, praise God? I expect the miracle. I expect God to do supernatural things. I expect God to give me increase. I expect the Lord, I got the hood of Messiah. I expect it because you did it for one, you'll do it for another. You are no respecter person, God. You can raise me up, God, in a miracle. You can raise me up out of the dirt, God. You can raise me up out of the marble clay. You can raise me under glory to God when they dug a ditch for me. You can raise me up, God. My God, is God talking to somebody this morning? Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God that somebody thought that you wasn't going to mount to nothing, but God had your glory upon your life, praise God, and you started expecting God to do different things in your life. You started expecting God to raise you up. You started expecting God to do miracles in your family. You started expecting God, for that healing. You started expecting God. God, I expect you, my God, I give you glory, but you have to have a heartfelt thing. You just can't come him. He said, he that cometh to me must believe that I am him, and I am a rewarder of them that diligently seek me. Diligently seek me. Holy Ghost, I thank you, Lord Jesus. We have to diligently seek him. What are you looking for? You got to turn some things over. You got to turn some plates over. My God, I give you glory. You expect that. Oh, yeah, quote a hold of our side. God,
God, I know that you're going to promote me. I'm going to turn it over today, God. I know you're going to touch hard. I bow, yes, Holy Ghost, because, God, you are a miracle worker, God, and you will do it. Come on, people of God. We give God the glory this morning. We're going to go to a song. I'll be right back. Praise God. Expect it. Think about it, people of God. Put it in your back of your mind. Every day, every hour, every minute that you think, God, I expect a miracle, a supernatural, divine miracle in my life. God, my life will not remain the same. God, I know that you're going to do it, God. I know that you're going to do it, God. I know that you're going to do it.
Feels like I'm going down a one-way street in every direction.
All right, all right, all right. I can fly with one wing. Amen. As the Lord said, amen. We got to be the eagle in this hour. Amen. And he said, heaven, I need help. My God, I give him glory. We know that we can't do it by ourselves. Amen. We're waiting to take off, Lord Jesus. But, Lord, glory to God, I'm going to need some help because I can't fly with one wing. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Remember, people of God, Lord, have mercy. Have your way today, glory to God, because the Bible says, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thought of peace and not of evil, to give you that expecting it. Are you ready, people of God? Are you ready for what God is going to do? Are you ready for God to touch you? Are you ready for God to increase you? Are you ready for God to promote you? Are you ready for God to raise your children up? Are you ready, people of God, for that ministry to take off? Are you ready? Because I'm in great expectation this morning. The expectation at the end is the end of God's desire for you to have, and in order for the desire to end to manifest in your life, you must expect God to move. My God, I give you glory. Not just know that he can, but expect him to. My God, I say thank you. The Bible wasn't, glory to God, someone may say, glory to God, the Bible wasn't saying that everybody be healed. We already know that, praise God, hallelujah, but you will walk away with a miracle. My God, I give you glory. Blind Bartimaeus received his sight because he had faith and expectation. Come on, somebody. Blind Bartimaeus. Amen. Praise God. He had faith when he came to Jesus. My God, I say thank you, Lord Jesus. The paraplegic took up his bed and walked because faith, expectation produced his miracle. The 10 lepers received their healing because they expected a change. Jairus' daughter was raised from the dead because faith. Oh, yes, Holy Ghost, plus expectation produced the miracle. The Gentile woman daughter was delivered from the demon possessed because of her faith. Her expectation moved God. Somebody say, your expectation going to move God. My God, I give you glory. Move God to what? Supernaturally. Hallelujah. Her expectation moved God to move supernaturally on her behalf. In other words, miracle. The man with the dropsy, hallelujah, which is called CHF today, was healed because faith expectation produced that miracle. Here, I was lost and on my way to hell, but one day, Jesus reached down and picked me up, cleaned me up, place the Holy Ghost, come on somebody, the Holy Ghost down on the inside. Hallelujah. Now, glory to God, we are heaven bound, people of God. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. Has Jesus picked you up? You know that you was all messed up. You know, praise God, we was on our way to hell. Praise God, we did all kinds of things, amen. But when Jesus came to save us, amen, praise God, something on the inside of us wanted change in our lives. We didn't want to do the same thing. Expectation produced the promised miracle. Get ready to close. It is time for us to start expecting God to do great and mighty things in our lives. Your life is at the mercy of your mouth. Speak those things which are not as though they are. Don't use your mouth to describe your situation. Rather, use it to declare your expectation. I expect a miracle every day. Only the expectation of the wicked shall perish, the Bible says in Proverbs 10 and 28. The hope of the righteous shall be glad, but the expectation of the wicked shall perish. The Bible says in Isaiah 8 and 10, every expectation of the wicked concerning you shall perish. They shall take counsel together, it says, and shall not stand. See, I don't care how much they take counsel against your life. My God, listen to the word of God, people of God. Every expectation of the wicked concerning you shall perish.
They take counsel together. It shall not stand. Every word they spoke against you shall not stand in the name of Jesus Christ. That's an awesome power of expectation, produced by natural manifestation, which brings about life-changing miracles. We thank God today, praise God, because we have, amen, the awesome power of God. The awesome power of expectation produces supernatural manifestation, which brings forth a life-changing miracle. Are we expecting God to do great things in our lives? Amen. Praise God. God wants to come today, praise God, to bring you hope, glory to God, for your future. Your future looks great, people, God. It's what you speak out of your mouth. I am healed. I am delivered. I am blessed. I am successful. I am above and not beneath. Come on, somebody. My God, I give you glory. If you got to paste up on your mirror, begin to start speaking over your life. If you got to get the word of God, to your situation, glory to God. Repeat it over and over. I'm expecting God to move in my life. I'm expecting God to make the crooked places straight. I'm expecting God, when I'm weary, praise God, he will raise me up. When I'm down, he will lift me up. Come on, somebody. My God, I give you glory. When I need a healing, he will heal me, praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost. Your miracle is on the way. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Stay in the power of expectation, people of God, and watch the God of heaven open up and roll back the veil upon your life that you may be blessed. You are blessed. You walk in blessings. You walk in favor. My God, I give you glory. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. We thank God. Glory to God this morning. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. No matter what it looks like, amen. Praise God. They set him at the gate of beautiful. He got his miracle. Praise God. He got up. Praise God. The thing about what we don't do sometimes, amen. Praise God. When God delivers, amen. The Bible says he was walking. He began to walk, leaping and praising God. See, that's where we get wrong at, praise God. We won't give God the praises when he brings us through little small things. When he picks out an outfit and you said, Lord, I look good in it. Thank you, Jesus, that you dressed me well this morning. Glory to God. Thank you, God, you woke me up in my right mind. Thank you, God, that you blessed my children. Thank you, God. We have to have gratitude, people of God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. See, he fixed his eyes expecting them to do something for him. Praise God. He was looking for money. My God, I give you glory. But God gave him a miracle that he could get up himself and go get his own money. Because he sat there begging and begging and begging every day. Somebody took him to the gate of beautiful. But one day, Jesus stopped by and blessed him. Amen. Praise God. Jesus let him know, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ, rise up and walk. He took up the right hand and lifted him up, the Bible says, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received sense. My God, he got up, leaping, stood up, walking, entered into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him and praising God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Then they knew that it was he who sat begging for money at the beautiful gate of the temple. And they were filled with wonder and signs and miracles. Amen. Because they was amazed at what God has done. But people of God, yes, Holy Spirit, in your great expectation, when God has blessed you, praise God, people are going to look at your life and say, my God, I remember they looked like that, but I don't look like what I've been through. Come on, Holy Ghost. My God, I give you glory. I might have been down, but now I'm up because God walked the road of Messiah. God came in, praise God, and that's why the people wondered. They didn't understand. They thought you were going to stay down. They didn't know that you were going to get up, but today, by the power of the blood of Jesus, rise up and walk. My God, I give you glory. Get up praising God. Get up giving God the glory. And watch God. The people in your life will wonder, praise God. They will look and they were filled with wonder and amazement. Like, look at this. What happened to him? He's not begging no more. He's walking on his own today. He's giving God the glory. My God, I give him glory. God anointed Peter and John. Hallelujah. One day, and it could be today, hallelujah, continue to give God the glory for what he done. He opened your eyes this morning. Tell him thank you. How they call Bohuna Masia. He gave you something today. Eat today. Tell him thank you. Ha Shatoda Masia. See, we forget the gratitude, the blessings. You ain't begging for nothing. Tell them, thank you, Lord. I'm not begging no more. God, I thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, God, that you made me a blessing for my family. Tell them, thank you. God, I thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, that I am the head and not the tail no more. God, I thank you. God, I am the lender and not the borrower no more. Thank you, Lord God. God, I thank you that you gave me a house that glory to Buhuna Masia. A house, Lord God. Thank you. God, I thank you that you gave me a roof over the top of my head, God. Thank you, God. God, you gave me something to eat. Thank you, because many are homeless and don't have anything, God. Many, glory to God, are wondering where they're going to get their next meal. God, I thank you. Begin to thank God for where you're at and what he's doing, and get in great expectation and watch God move. My God, I say thank you. Glory to God, glory to God. Am I speaking to somebody this morning that felt that they lost hope in God? Because it seemed like, glory to God, it's taken a long time for God to move. What happened, glory to God? We don't know, praise God. This man was sitting by the beautiful gate waiting every day, glory to God. But one day, he got his miracle. He didn't have to do nothing else. He just got up and praised God and worshiped God, went into the church and gave God the glory. We are in church today. Are you giving God the glory? This is our Sunday morning service. Are you giving God the glory? Because he woke you up again this morning. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Many didn't wake up. People are mourning. But we thank God that we got up this morning. And I dare not complain. My God, I give him glory. We thank God this morning. Hallelujah. You have been on the air with Apostle Carolyn McNeil this morning. Reign of Glory Ministry this morning. Hallelujah. I thank and I praise God for you, you, and you. I pray that something took place and you just ain't come to church, but you've been to church and you receive what the Holy Spirit wants you to know today. Hallelujah, Jesus. If you got to write Holy Ghost, as you get into the mirror and you got to write you a note, praise God, when you go look in that mirror, stay in great expectation. Write it. Make it plain. Glory to God. Let it come a part of you. My God, I give it glory. And watch your God move by his power. He's still the God that sits high and looks up. He's still the God that's doing supernatural miracles. He is still the God that's doing creative miracles. He is still the God that does unmerited favor. My God, I give him glory. He is the God of heaven, and nothing is too hard for our God. If he said it, he shall do it, and he shall bring it to pass in your life. Wait on the Lord and be of good courage, and he will strengthen thy heart, saith the Lord thy God. Be blessed, people of God. We thank God this morning. Amen for our Sunday morning service. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We bless and praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost, for all that he has done and said on this line this morning. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I want to thank and praise God for all the ones that's been tithing and sowing their seeds into the ministry. Amen. Praise God. This is our Sunday morning service. If you want to give your offering, your Sunday morning offering, amen, you can reach me at 302-883-9799. And if you need anything, amen, glory to God, pertaining to the Lord Jesus Christ, you can also call me. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we thank God this morning. Don't forget, people of God, on Thursday, amen, praise God, True Vine International Ministry will be on at 6 p.m. with Pastor Isnona Waters coming forward. Amen. Praise God. Doing that what God has called her to do from the foundation of this world. So we thank and praise God that she is still yet standing for the Lord. Amen. Keep her in prayer. Keep me in prayer as we do the work of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. I want to say thank you to all. Amen. Glory to God that has been here this morning and believe God. Amen. That he is going to do what he said he's going to do. Amen. Praise God. We thank and praise God this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Let me pray out. Hallelujah. We thank and praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, for all his what he's doing in the lives of his people. Amen. Praise God. Let us just get ready to pray. I'm getting ready to pray, people of God. Hallelujah. 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 Just get beat. patient. Amen. And I'll get ready to pray out. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for your grace. We thank you for your mercy, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we come, God, today, Lord God, thanking you and praising you, God, for your word that you have released on this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your mercy, God, today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, as we come today, Father God, yes, Holy Spirit, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for what you have done. Glory to God. Hallelujah. How you spoke to our hearts today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, as we come, God, today, glory to your name, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Father God, to continue to have your way in our lives, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, everyone under the sound of my voice, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, I don't know what they need, but the Holy Spirit knows what they need on this morning, God. And I bless you, Father God, for the thing that you have already set in motion in their lives, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we know that you are the wheel in the middle of a wheel, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we say thank you, Father God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for being, yes, Holy Ghost, Jehovah Rapha, Lord God. You are our healer on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. You're able to heal, God, the land of your people, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, whether it be spiritually, physically, financially, mentally, matrimonially, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray a blessing. I pray a blessing be upon them right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus cover us today, Father God, and our home, Father God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Set a guard around our homes, Father God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. And we say thank you, Father God. We thank you for the word, hallelujah, that we partake in this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus. The word that you have downloaded in me this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I pray that the word of God be quickened in our mortal body, Father God, in the name of Jesus. That we will not sin against you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Let us be the tree planted by the rivers of water that bring forth his fruit in his season, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I pray a blessing be upon them, God. I pray a blessing be upon their. I pray a blessing be upon their finances, God. I pray a blessing, glory to God, be a asha toda boda masia, in their health, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, in their jobs, God, wherever pertaining to life, Father God, for them, Father God, wherever a miracle is needed in their lives, Father God, I pray a supernatural miracle, God, that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart, God, be acceptable in thy sight, oh God. You are my strength and you are my redeemer, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we give you glory, Father God, this day, Father God. We give you glory, we give you glory, we give you glory. And we say thank you, God. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling, present us faultless before the presence of glory, with exceeding joy to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power. Let the church say amen. God bless you, God. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Happy Sunday. Happy first Sunday. And glory to God. And remember, people of God, if you got to write it on your mirror, stay in great expectation. God bless you all. I'll leave you with a song. In Jesus' name, amen.
Yeah.
All right. Shake yourself loose. Have a happy Sunday. Amen. Glory to his name.